Hello everyone, it is I, Black Metal Steve, from Metalheads Forever. Today we have a special treat interviewing Circus Tollis of Rotting Christ. We get to the story of Heretics. The new album is dropping in February 15, 2019. And we talk about what it means to be one of the most powerful black metal bands in the industry today. Enjoy, and do not forget to subscribe and follow us on Facebook and our webzine site. MFF.com. Hello everyone, this is Black Metal Steve with Metalheads Forever. Today we have a special treat. We're interviewing the best of the best in the black metal and extreme metal scene, Circus Tollis. How are you doing today?
Hello my friend. Fine. You?
Fantastic. We got a new album on the way in February. How was that process?
It was a process that durated more than 1 year. 1 year for me to compose the songs, another half a year to record them. And now we can proudly announce that our album is out in 2 weeks from now. So we are very excited about this.
And the fans are thirsty, especially since Ritual Hit was such a great album from the fans' perspective, from my perspective as well, is one of the most solid albums that came out in the last couple of decades. So the fans are definitely thirsty for a new Rot in Christ album.
Yes, I don't know how they will react. Actually, you know, we are quite close to Richards. We are quite close to where we stopped last time, and I think that this album is quite similar like Rituals, but with more guitars. And more song-based album. It's a more song-based album. So I hope, and of course there is quality, which means if you like Richard or our last works, I'm sure that you also like the upcoming one.
And so with the new album being released in 2 weeks, this is like your 13th studio album. So like you guys must be like feel like veterans at this point in the game. So what do you think is the driving force to keep Rotting Christ alive? Well, no, you know.
it's just one word, passion. I cannot find anything else. I mean, me and my brother, we are together 30 years in the band. We are running the band for more than 30 years, actually. And many times I'm wondering why I'm here. I'm still here. I mean, why I'm doing this? I can have a relaxed life and enjoying my kids or this everyday life that I miss so much. But on the other hand, I think that every person, every individual on this planet have a purpose. I mean, all right, I come here to play this. Don't stop until the end. Anyway, our motto is non-servium, so we would be on the stage, I would be always frontline in the battlefield until the end. I want to believe, at least, if you are lucky.
And Rotting Christ is considered one of the biggest bands in the stream and black metal world. And it seems like every time you guys make a new album, fans just keeps on, your fan base just keeps on growing immensely like a giant horde. Well, what do you think what attracts people to the music that is Rotting Christ?
I don't know. That makes me really proud, actually. Because, first of all, we are fans, too. And we are very proud when I listen that we only have received feedback from fans around that our new album is great, for instance. I think that there is one word for this, quality. We pay a lot of attention to quality, and I want to believe that we release soulful albums, which means we are quite honest. Don't pretend things. We don't pretend that we are the most evil band. We don't pretend that we are the faster band. We don't pretend that we are the most true black metal band. But we express ourselves honestly, which means that the people appreciate this. Because first of all, as I told you before, we are fans. And this is very important.
And being a fan, like you said, is a huge, huge part of being a musician itself. Because that's what every musician starts as a fan.
Of course.
I mean, you guys were started as fans, and now look at you. Like, you yourselves are creating a giant force of new black metal bands. So many bands were inspired by you, and so many still cite you as one of the biggest influences in the modern black metal time. Believe it or not, which is super awesome.
Yes, it's so awesome and make us proud. Keep us power to keep on going. It's very important.
Now, of course, in the last, it'll seem like sometimes the name One in Christ itself is both a blessing and a curse, according to certain areas of the ward. Have you ever guys like had any tours like canceled or shows canceled due to the name of the band?
Absolutely, not tours actually, but definitely some shows were canceled in the past. And fortunately, I see that this story goes on to even today. I mean, I feel like that humanity have some steps back the last 10 years, maybe. People are starting to scared again. I don't know what the fuck is going on around the world, because I travel so much that I see that the people are very skeptic. They are very suspicious. I see some extreme right thing, like, all right, you know, goes up again. It's like, what the fuck is going on here? I suppose it's 2019. You know, we have given so many fights in the past for the freedom of speech, at least. We see nowadays, the last 5 years, I think that things are getting, I don't know, quite conservative again. I don't know what's going on.
I have to agree. It does seem like the metal community itself is getting hit pretty hard with, from just by band names alone, let alone not listen to the philosophy of the lyricism of the bands.
That's true.
And what conservative. Oops, sorry.
Oh, yeah. World in Christ is first on the road, yes. and a name that is quite offensive, maybe, for some people. But if you read the lyrics or you see the concept from the band is not offensive at all. It's quite democratic, I see. We just express ourselves, like, I think that all religions are rotting. Simple as that. So what's the problem? You know, have the right to say our opinion. We have a band that supports this idea. We are playing one of the most extreme black metal music genres in the human history, black metal. I think that we have the right to say something different on this planet, or don't.
And with What in Christ being one of the biggest black metal bands out there, what do you think about the state of metal as a genre right now? You think it's in a very healthy place right now, or you feel there is some turbulence going on within the community, especially in the black metal and extreme metal community? Yes, that is going on today.
Yes, there are turbulences, but not only in music. I think in general there are turbulences all around the world. The people are getting crazy. They know what's going on. I mean, but there are turbulences, yes, for sure. I feel that in the metal scene, especially black metal, it's quite attacked. It's quite attacked nowadays. But on the other hand, this is the meaning of black metal. Don't forget why we formed this style of music, to be the most extreme metal music ever. So we'll be there. We'll give our own fight again. We'll always be frontline in the battlefield as Rotting Christ. And of course, I see other bands that always do that. And we give our own fight for the freedom of speech, at least.
And it's so interesting that, because, you know, anyone that has read The Revolution of the Cult, where you guys actually did a couple of interviews inside that black metal book, it was such a rarity to have a black metal band from Greece to be playing this extreme form of music, when you had bands like Mayhem from Norway and Dissection from Sweden and the Finland bands as well. How do you feel like being from Greece, how does that impact your music and your philosophy when it comes to creating your art form?
It was hard. It was really hard to start a band from a poor country, from a really fundamentalistic country back in the days. In the 80s, it was quite strict, not only in Greece, at least, okay? It was quite strict, so it was really hard to form and to keep the band. But, you know, as I told you before, we have a purpose. We have this passion. This passion for us reflected to music, reflected to the scene, reflected to what we do in our everyday life. We have given big fights. I mean, don't forget, we never saw any income in the band the first 15 years, I think, just played for the hell out. Just take a train, take a bus, and go and play all around the world, because that was the meaning, in my opinion. That was my aura, my vision, to visit all the world, to travel all around the world, and to play metal music for all the metalheads, from every metalhead from all around the world. That was the meaning of the band. Of course, we realized that some people found it very easy to rip us off, because, you know, our clear, our honest way of thinking was quite positive for some people to rip you off. So it changed a little bit, but still I think that we keep the idea alive and keep on playing all around the world under any conditions, because this is the meaning of metal and black metal in general.
That is some powerful stuff. I do enjoy that. Your philosophy really does show in the interview and in your music as well. Anyone that needs to know what inquires just has to listen to the music, and the philosophy is really clear. It's definitely an open-minded type of music for people.
I think so. I do agree with you, my friend.
And with like I said, like the different black metal scenes that was going on at the time when you guys started playing, where you see like yourself had a different mindset compared to the other black metal bands during like the 90s that you compare have now, like
what do you mean?
Like what was the thing, like every band, like let's say Norway has their own way of thinking and philosophy when it comes to creating their music. What did the Norwegian scene and the Finland scene and the Swedish scene kind of influence you guys to push the music even further musically, stylist speaking?
Yeah, it was quite difficult, different music style and the way of thinking and everything. They had their own philosophy in the music, in the black metal. We were quite close, I think, but I think that we put our own spot in the music scene, not only Rotten Christ, also all the first generation, the second generation black metal bands that came from Greece, the well-known Hellenic black metal scene. I think that we put our own spot back in the days, and I want to believe that we still have our own spot. Not that much like the bass, but still, you know, we have something unique and from the rest of the scene, of course, and that make us, you know, proud.
And it does, and you believe me, like Wadding Christ is his own style. Like no one can copy Wadding Christ. There's a lot of bands that want to try to sound like Wadding Christ, but they can't touch what Wadding Christ has done the last 20 years. No one can touch you guys.
So. I think so. Yes, maybe. All right, I do agree with you. Yes.
And so with the new album, do you guys have any struggles during the recording, or are you guys pretty much being such veterans of the genre, knows how to lay down those tracks when it comes to putting it in a musical art form?
It's always hard. It's very hard to create an album after 30 years to convince people that we are still alive, we are still compose interesting stuff. But this is a procedure that for me it's very important, because it happens that I'm the only composer of the band. And for me, composing process is more than important in my life. If I still compose, I feel that I'm still alive. If I realize that I have nothing to say, I will fall into deep depression. And do you know why? Because that means that I won't be active anymore. I'm not young anymore. You know, for me, composition, playing music, it's very important because keep me young. Keep me active, and so I put a lot of attention to this album, the album number 14. I want to believe that I created, together with the other guys, a quite soulful album, and with a recording process that always, of course, had some problems between the members. You know, always there are disagreements about how this riff will sound like or how this drum part would sound like, but in the end, we came up like a family and like a unique and strong album.
See, that's, let me tell you, like, you are one of the coolest people we have ever interviewed, because your philosophy speaks so much with the fans, and the way you view music is such a like such a mystic type of feeling that the fans can feel it in the music. I think that's one of the reasons why.
Because I am fan too. We are fans. Most important, we know what the fans want because we are fans. Now, do you know that many times play for free? Do you know that many times I return our fee to the promoters because I see that there are not enough people? Many times also we prepare to see, give our stuff for free. I mean, we do things that we always appreciate like a fans. This is very important for us. And this is what we are doing because, and that's why maybe people respect us, because they feel that they see themselves in Antichrist. It is very important for us.
So all listeners that are listening, you hear that Wedding Christ is the band for fans because they themselves are fans, and that what makes this band the most deadliest band on the planet, in my opinion.
I appreciate very much.
You can one more question, because I'm sure you're a busy guy. With being with new album coming out in a couple weeks actually. Do you expect to see a new crowd, a new generation of fans coming to the Wedding Christ fan base?
I don't know. Maybe yes, maybe no. The thing is that there are newcomers in the scene that they are checking our band, which is, for me, it's good. Because many people are saying, all right, your music is listening from people, from young people, stuff like that. Come on, they were also young. But, I'm very proud when they see newcomers in the scene that listen to our band. Hope to attract some of them with a new album. And of course, we respect the old ones. And let's see.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much once again for the interview. You are, once again, Wedding Christ. He's released a new album coming in a couple of weeks on February 15, 2019 on The Heretics. You cannot not miss out on buying this album. If you are, you're missing one of the best albums of the year, in my opinion.
Thank you very much. I really appreciate your opinion because you look that you are an honest person. I mean, you feel that. When you feel that, I can feel the vibes. I'm very proud that we have you in our company, in our family, and hope you will enjoy all the album. And until we meet up in New York, keep the spirit alive, brothers and sisters.
Thank you so much. And to our listeners, thank you for listening. And please subscribe and follow us. And don't forget to pick up the new album once it drops.
Thank you, my friend. Non Serviam.